Welcome to our Good Place podcast. It's run by Good Place Innovators, a team of researchers, educators, and student fellows passionate about transforming communities with an extra sensitive eye for our place, local context, and true community needs. Our project focuses on the notion of entrepreneurial embeddedness, the emotional connection to our places, and co-creation of value with our communities. My name is Radka Newton. I'm a senior teaching fellow in strategy and innovation at Lancaster University Management School, education service designer and a lead of Good Place Innovators project funded by the Enterprise Educators UK. In this podcast, we have debated the importance of place, commitment of our business leaders to make places good and livable in connection with the communities, co-creating pride, rejuvenating sometimes deprived and forgotten places. And today, we welcome our leader in residence and head of behavioral insight in Sellafield, Jo Telfer, who will enrich our debate even more. And she will give us a new perspective, a perspective of a large established employer who has been a major influencer of West Cumbrian lives for over 75 years. Jo has been with Sellafield since 1998 in a variety of roles, and she's also a local Cumbrian girl. Jo, welcome.
Hi, Radka. Thank you for having me.
So, Jo, you have a fascinating role in Sellafield, and I know that you have seen many phases in this large organization and how it's evolved over the years. What does Sellafield mean to the place of its business, to West Cumbria?
Sellafield is so inextricably linked to West Cumbria. I think it's really important to understand that West Cumbria isn't just a location for the organisation. It isn't just a venue where it happens to be based. Sellafield is part of the identity of West Cumbria. It's part of the fabric of West Cumbria. I think I'd go as far as to say generationally, it's fundamental really to the area, not just from a socio-economic perspective, but from something much deeper, almost DNA. And I think it's really useful to understand why all those years ago, 80 years ago, West Cumbria was chosen for the organisation. I think that's a really important kind of point of context. Back in 1942, the area was chosen to be a Royal Ordnance Factory by the Ministry of Supply, and that was to support the war effort. And then post-war, the site continued to be adapted to grow the munitions capability. And since then, over the years, the site has been added to, it's grown. We had Calder Hall built in 56, which was the world's very first commercial nuclear power station. And then more and more facilities have been added on to reprocess waste, to store waste, to manage waste in a safe manner. So it's been there a long time in West Cumbria. And it's something that I think West Cumbrians are very rightly proud of.
Absolutely, Jo. And, you know, I'm really glad that you've brought the history of the place, because we don't really touched on this in this podcast, because the history makes the place as well. So, and in the same way, Sellafield has been the placemaker. And I think we sometimes underestimate how much innovation has gone in technology, how it influenced the evolution. And, you know, the importance in the war, I wasn't personally aware of it. So, and the sort of generational impact. And I know from my own research in Sellafield how generations, you know, come and go, and how they are proud of being that part. So it's very important to reflect on the history. So thank you for that, Jo. And, you know, as a local Cumbrian as well, how do you think the culture of West Cumbria influenced the business of Sellafield? Because I know when I was there with you, we talked a lot about the culture and, you know, whether the sort of organization had to adapt to some specific cultural features of that West Cumbrian region.
I think it's fascinating when you start to look at the local culture and you beg questions like that about how does that inform how Sellafield does its work and how it goes about its business. I think it's really interesting to pause for a second and think about the characteristics of West Cumbria and the characteristics of the community in which Sellafield sits in. And I'm really comfortable to talk about that as a West Cumbrian lass. And this is what I've kind of reflected on here. I'm a great believer in the importance of understanding the history of an area and the legacy and how that informs the culture and the DNA. When we look at West Cumbria, in the past, the industry has been mining, farming, fishing. And for me, that very much shows itself in characteristics in the community, characteristics of not being afraid of honest hard work, often physical work. There's a characteristic in West Cumbria of groundedness, almost a solidity and a pragmatism. And there's certainly a lack of patience for things that don't have a purpose or don't make sense. There's certainly an impatience with things like pretension. Mm. And I think it's really interesting to reflect on those characteristics, because that might help us understand why Sellafield, for all of these years, for all of its 80 years, has found a home in the place of West Cumbria. And the fact it's the nuclear industry in particular, I think very much chimes with the characteristics of the community and what the community feels is part of its identity and can work with.
Mm. I've always felt very grounded up there. It's a no-nonsense place. For me, as a Czech citizen, we have a very similar culture, very straightforward, what we say what we think. And I always felt very accepted in West Cumbria and really felt I could be myself. And I feel that also in the business, you get things done. People just want to get things done. So that pragmatism, let's get things done. I think that suits the nuclear industry very well as well, because you have a lot of regulations, safety, but they get things done ultimately.
I would agree. Yeah, it's really interesting to bring that idea in. I think it absolutely suits the industry to be in West Cumbria in many ways.
And just thinking about, you know, our debates that we've had on this podcast previously. So we discussed certain issues around stigma around places. And we know also that, you know, that area of West Cumbria has been sort of, you know, doesn't have a very positive brand sometimes. So, you know, it's talked about as a stuck place or, you know, a bit of a deprived place. So I guess it has suffered some stigmatization. So have you seen any sort of maybe negative impact on the ability maybe to attract talent to Sellafield? Is that stigma visible for you?
It's a really interesting question. I must say that I don't sense a stigma to do with the deprivation of the area. If there is a stigma, it may be to do with the remoteness of the area geographically, where 45 minutes away from the motorway, and that's significant, especially nowadays. So that might play a part perhaps in attracting new talent. But what I've noticed, especially post-COVID, in terms of whatever negative perceptions there might be about inaccessibility or remoteness, it's made up for tenfold in terms of being on the doorstep of the Lake District National Park, the beauty, the fells, the lakes, the low population density, especially post-COVID, that seems to be very attractive to people looking to maybe build a new career elsewhere.
Yeah, I see, you know, it's a place of such beauty, so much richness. But like you say, that M6, it's almost the M6 stigma, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit, people stop in Keswick and that's it. You know, they don't tend to go further. Which is a real shame. Mm. And as an influential leader, you know, yourself, Joe, what would you like to see for your place of West Cumbria to happen for the future generations? You have two beautiful children. So how do you envisage that development of the region?
I would really love to see the continued growth of Sellafield. It's got tremendous capability, and to grow that whole West Cumbrian coast into the energy coast, where it's got the expertise to really, world-leading expertise to really lead nuclear industry activities, is something I want to see. I also want to see broader growth into broader energy capability on that West Cumbrian coast. But of course, also to have a healthy economy, I'd like to see the diversity. And I know that's something Sellafield invest millions of pounds in, to help local entrepreneurs to set up new businesses, not related to nuclear, not related to energy. And I guess, like everybody in any community that they live in, I'd just like to see vibrancy. I'd like to see increased hope, increased confidence, increased optimism in the area. Ultimately, I'd like to see our young people choose to stay, have the choice. And I'd like to see young people from outside the area choose to come into the area, because it is a really special place.
It's a wonderful answer, Jo, because, you know, we reflect here on what does it mean to have a good place. And we've mentioned with many guests that place is only good when people want to stay. So I would, you know, Sellafield as well, it's a learning organization. And, you know, I think the future is bright. You know, there is so much to offer. And I wonder, what, from your point of view, what do you think Sellafield has? What kind of role does it have in the community?
Sellafield's really clear that it has a significant role and a significant responsibility, actually, for the community. Because it's close to a nuclear site, at the very minimum, Sellafield wants to make sure that the local community isn't disadvantaged by having a nuclear site on its doorstep. But it's so much more than that. And I think Sellafield in particular is acutely aware of the responsibility it has. In West Cumbria, we have a campaign called Pride of Place, which is a wonderful name. And I've always been really impressed with that lovely kind of soundbite of the name of that campaign. And that's where Sellafield work really closely with local authorities, local members of the community, to gather ideas on how best we can grow the economy. Sellafield has a really big role to play, and it does take that role really seriously. And that's so pleasing to see.
And in your role, Jo, Head of Behavioural Insight, I mean, is it a part of your role maybe to encourage people to think about their own contribution to the community, their personal contribution?
Yeah, that's a great question. From a behavioural point of view, one of the things I think about all the time is the consciousness of our behaviours and how aware we are of the way we think and the way we behave. I think we can all fall into the trap potentially of having learned helplessness, of assuming that somebody else will come and fix it, whether it's a personal problem or whatever. So something I do spend a lot of my time listening and talking to people about is the issue of ownership and personal responsibility. And we have a wonderful area in West Cumbria, and we can all play a part and think about what our contribution will be to that area.
And this is just fantastic to hear from you in industry, because we talk a lot here about responsible management. And as a management school, we are now really clear that we have a big commitment to responsible education. And we started thinking about what does it really mean to us. And many colleagues say, you know, it's about accountability, transparency. So I think we have quite a lot to learn from you, you know, and from your vision for the future as well. And Jo, you've worked with us many years and you've mentored many of our students. And in our project, we are trying to see how place can be brought more into the curriculum. What would you like to see our students sort of who are learning here with us? How could we enrich maybe the curriculum? How could we bring that sense of maybe pride or place into the school, into the classroom?
I think Lancaster is another very special place, and it has another very special place in my heart, along with West Cumbria. What I'd love for your students to do is to be interested in the context of the university and the context of the city of Lancaster, because I do believe that there's a very powerful powerful insight that the past can give us and the history of a place can give us. I'd really encourage your students to understand more about the history and the context of the city of Lancaster and the university, and to perhaps reflect on how that history informs our beliefs nowadays, even the language that we use. But I think even more important than that, I'd love for your students to think about and to really celebrate that at this particular point in time, they are here and they are part of that history of Lancaster and of the university. And I'd like for them to consider what they would like their contribution to be to the story of the place that they're in.
Wow, Jo, you know, I couldn't have said it better. I think you've summarised what we are trying to really achieve here with this project. That's sort of the sense of history and the impact on our beliefs at the moment are really important. And we talked here about students becoming transient. You know, they just come and go, and that's what we are really trying to change. Try to embed them more as stakeholders of the city, as citizens in Lancaster. So it's great to hear that you would endorse this notion and that you feel it's important. And I always enjoy when you bring your children to the campus as well, that you are also trying to sort of show these different places, what they look like, how they connect.
And how they feel, because places have different feelings. Yeah.
Well, on that note, Jo, I'm going to ask you a very personal question. And I would like to know, what's your personal place? Where do you feel happy and placed?
If I'm allowed, I'm going to offer two answers, two places. And when I think about those two places, it's interesting to reflect that they both have something very important in common. So my two places are, number one, walking on St. Bees Beach. St. Bees is a lovely little village on the coast in West Cumbria. It's got to be on a windy day, not on a lovely, pretty, sunny, happy day, on a windy day. And that's very West Cumbrian, to walk on St. Bees Beach on a windy day where it's fresh, as we would call it. My second place where I feel placed and happy, again, another little village in West Cumbria called Saneth, which I have very deep links to, and it would be on the clifftops at Saneth. And when I think about those two places and I reflect why those immediately came to mind, it's because they're places where I feel very grounded. I feel at peace. I feel a certain belonging. And I think, really interestingly, I feel a sense of timelessness. West Cumbria, on reflection, has a really strong sense of timelessness, where I think you can reach back almost to your parents and your grandparents and beyond, and you can walk where they walked. And certainly because of the natural beauty, you can almost see through their eyes and you can see what they saw. And you can reflect a little bit, like I said, about my hopes for your students here at Lancaster. I can reflect on how I fit in to the story of my place in West Cumbria, and I can start to decide how I want to contribute to that place and the next part of the story of the place.
Well, I think we should rename the podcast The Story of the Place.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful. And I feel so happy that we share a special place. So St. Bees Beach is very dear to my heart as well. And I love it when it's windy as well. So
it's got to be windy.
It's going to be windy.
Yeah.
Well, Jo, thank you so much for your time. It's been wonderful having you with us. Thank you for your inspiration, encouraging us to think about the impact, and also reflecting on that large organisation, of that role of the organisation in the community, and the responsibility, thinking about that responsible direction for the future. And that's all for today, and I hope you enjoyed our debate, and please feel free to drop us a message, comment or recommendation of a resource, initiative or idea for our project. And until next time, take care.